Your good health, with thanks to HealthWorks Medical Centres in Bendigo. Alan Beaumont Hall.
Women with signs of active genital herpes had twice the odds of giving birth to offspring with autism spectrum disorder. The study is the first to provide immunological evidence of the role of gestational infection in autism, reporting an association between maternal anti-herpes simplex virus and the risk of ASD in offspring. We believe the mother's immune response to HSV2 could be disrupting fetal central nervous system development, raising the risk for autism. About 1 in 5 women carry HSV2, also known as genital herpes, a highly contagious and lifelong infection usually spread through sex. After an initial outbreak, HSV2 virus lives in the nerve cells and is often inactive, with flare-ups occurring with diminishing frequency as the body builds up immunity to the virus. In all, 13% of mothers in the study tested positive to anti-HSV2 antibodies at mid-pregnancy. Of these, only 12% reported having HSV lesions before pregnancy or during the first trimester, a likely indication that most infections were asymptomatic. The effect of anti-HSV2 antibodies on risk for ASD was only seen in males, not females, but because the number of females with ASD in the study is small, the researchers say that it is not enough evidence to conclude that the effect is sex-specific, although generally autism is more common in males. Further study is needed to determine if screening and suppression of HSV2 infection during pregnancy is needed. The cause or causes of most cases of autism are unknown, but evidence suggests a role for both genetic and environmental factors. The work suggests that inflammation and immune activation may contribute to risk.
For HealthWorks Medical Centres Bendigo, Gold, Central Victoria's Your Good Health. 9:30 every Wednesday morning and online anytime at goldcentralvictoria.com.au.